Title: GCSE Physics Deep Dive, Absolute Zero. Intro music upbeat and modern fades into background. Hello and welcome to GCSE Physics Deep Dive, the podcast that gets you exam ready. I'm your host, and today we're tackling a concept that's both fundamental and fascinating: absolute zero. It might sound extreme, but by the end of this 10-minute session, you'll understand exactly what it is, why it matters for your OCR exam, and how to nail the questions that come up. Ready? Let's get started. Transition sound effect. Host. So what is this absolute zero we hear about? In simple terms, it's the coldest possible temperature anything can get. It's the ultimate zero on the temperature scale. On the Celsius scale, which we use every day, this is a chilly 273 degrees Celsius. But in physics, we prefer the Kelvin scale, which starts at this ultimate low point. So absolute zero is simply zero Kelvin. Think of it as the floor for temperature. You just can't get any colder. But why? It all comes down to particles. Everything is made of particles, atoms and molecules, and they're constantly moving, vibrating, and bumping into each other. The energy of this movement is what we measure as temperature. The hotter something is, the more kinetic energy its particles have, and the faster they move. You can see this in our diagram, kinetic energy particles.png, which shows particles at high room and absolute zero temperatures. So if you cool something down, you're removing kinetic energy and the particles slow down. If you keep cooling and cooling, they get slower and slower until they reach a point where they have the minimum possible kinetic energy. They've essentially stopped moving. This point is absolute zero. At minus 273 degrees Celsius or zero Kelvin, particles are as still as they can possibly be. That's a key phrase examiners look for. At absolute zero, particles have their minimum kinetic energy. Now, let's talk about the link between temperature and pressure. Imagine gas particles in a sealed container. They're whizzing around, colliding with the walls of the container. Each collision exerts a tiny force, and the total effect of all these collisions is what we call pressure. If you heat the gas, you give the particles more kinetic energy, they move faster and collide with the walls more often and with more force. So, the pressure increases. This gives us a direct relationship. For a fixed volume of gas, as the temperature increases, the pressure increases. This is a linear relationship, which gives us a straight line graph. You can see this in the pressure-temperature-graph.png diagram. Notice how the line is straight, showing pressure is directly proportional to the absolute temperature in Kelvin. This brings us to a crucial skill for your exam, converting between Celsius and Kelvin. The formula is your best friend here, and you must memorize it. To convert from Celsius to Kelvin, you add 273. So 20 degrees Celsius is 20 plus 273, which equals 293 Kelvin. To go from Kelvin to Celsius, you do the opposite. Subtract 273. So 373 Kelvin is 373 to 273, which is 100 degrees Celsius, the boiling point of water. Transition sound effect. Host. Okay, let's switch into exam mode. How do you turn this knowledge into marks? Here are my top tips and common mistakes to avoid. First, the biggest pitfall. Always convert to Kelvin for calculations. If an exam question gives you temperatures in Celsius and asks you to use the pressure law, P1OT1 equals P2OT2, you will get zero calculation marks if you use the Celsius values. You must convert to Kelvin first. Write TK equals T degree C plus 273 at the top of your page to remind yourself. Second, be precise with your definitions. For the full one mark on defining absolute zero, state it is zero Kelvin or minus 273 degrees C, and that it's the temperature at which particles have their minimum kinetic energy. Just saying particles stop moving is usually enough at GCSE, but minimum kinetic energy is a more precise, higher-level answer. Third, watch out for graphs. If the temperature axis is in Celsius, the line for pressure versus temperature will hit the x-axis at minus 273. It does not go through the origin, 0, 0. If the axis is in Kelvin, then the line does go through the origin because 0 Kelvin is the point of zero pressure. Examiners love to trip students up on this, so check your axes. Transition sound effect, quick quiz jingle. Host, it's time for our quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, you pause and say the answer out loud. Let's go. 1. What is absolute zero in degrees Celsius? Pause. 273 degrees C. 2. What happens to the kinetic energy of particles at absolute zero? Pause. It is at its minimum. 3. How do you convert a temperature from Celsius to Kelvin? Pause. You add 273. 4. A graph of pressure against temperature in Kelvin for a fixed volume of gas should look like what? Pause. A straight line through the origin. How did you do? If you got all four, you're in a great position. Transition sound effect. Host. All right, let's summarize. Today we've learned that absolute zero, or zero Kelvin, is the coldest possible temperature where particles have minimum kinetic energy. We've seen that for a gas at constant volume, pressure is directly proportional to its absolute temperature in Kelvin. And most importantly, for any calculation involving gas laws, you must convert temperatures from Celsius to Kelvin by adding 273. Remember to check out the full study guide for worked examples and more practice questions. Keep retrieving this information and you'll be confident and prepared for exam day. Outro music fades in. Host, thanks for listening to GCSE Physics Deep Dive. Join us next time as we break down another key topic. Keep up the great work. Music fades out.